You got your Bibles, want to read with us, turn to the 22nd chapter of the book of Matthew. Matthew 22. I was thinking about something else, and it just don't seem to want to go away, so the best way to do it is just deliver it. Appreciate the Lord. I was reading this after, and reading a little bit on this, seemed like it'd been on my mind for a little bit. The Lord just kind of begin to talk a little bit, so not feeling very well in her body, but appreciate the Lord. Chapter 22 of the book of Matthew, we find this parable. And it said, "And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, The kingdom of heaven is likened to a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm and others to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth. And he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. And he then saith he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they could, as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guest, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, Friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Verse 14 said, For many are called, but few are chosen. If you will, go with us now to the book of Peter, 1 Peter, 1st chapter. We'll start chapter 1, verse 9. I'll start in the 9th verse. Just going to read a little more, but for the sake of time, we'll cut it down a little bit. 9th verse, we find this reading. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 9. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which thing the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your minds, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the formal lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. But it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's works, past the time of our sojourning here." As I begin to read there, back in Matthew there, you'll notice I read where it talked about that maybe he had bid a few people to the wedding there. He'd went out and he'd asked them to come to the wedding. He went out and he prepared the wedding, and the Bible said that those that were bidden would not come. And he said that one went to his merchandise and one went to this, and maybe it said, and the remnant of them took those that were his prophets or his messengers that he'd sent unto them, and he took them and beat them and even slew them. And he said, they are not worthy to come in. We find this exact reading as Peter was talking about here, as he's talking about Christ here. He's talking about a prophet that prophesied by the same Spirit. I want you to notice what he said at that church. He said, searching what or what manner of the time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify. How many know how the same Spirit, praise God, maybe that Brother Mason was talking about over here, maybe you're praying down one day. I come down to him, maybe down in Lord Radley. I'm here to
to tell you, church, that's the same spirit that was in those prophets long ago. I prophesied about a Messiah that was going to come for you and I. How many knows today, church? He began to tell them in the parable there. In that parable, he began to tell them there. He said, you go out into the highway and you compel them to come here. The Bible said they went out, and as many that would come, both good and bad. They came in, Jimmy, to the wedding there. The Bible said in the wedding was furnished with guests. How many knows today we're in the wedding? Whether you know it or not, you're at that wedding today. If you're sitting on the sound of my voice tonight, you are at that wedding. Someone bid you. A servant of God came to you and said, why don't you come to church? How many knows that's the wedding he was talking about? The wedding to his dear son today at church. And he called him in there and he said the entire wedding there was furnished with guests. But the Bible said inside that wedding, he found a man having not on a wedding garment. That's the way the parable goes that I just read to you. And the Bible went to us. The Bible said that the king went to him. Said, how comest thou enter here not having on a wedding garment? And the Bible said that he was speechless. And immediately he goes from the parable, church. He said, take him and bind him. Most of the home folks know I've used these scriptures often, but maybe not like I feel like I need to use them tonight. The Bible said that he took him and bound him in chains and outer darkness. Be reserved, church, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. How many knows the next verse that he read there? Verse 14, I believe it is. In Matthew there, he said, for many are called, but few are chosen. If I were to preach on a thought tonight, seemed like I was sitting this afternoon as I sat in the automobile there, and it began to roll in my mind, a call to holiness. A call to holiness. I went over in Peter and read this. I read these scriptures here. It said, unto whom it was revealed, but that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the thing. Talking about us, church, which are now reported unto you that by them that have preached the gospel unto you, with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Verse 13, I want you to notice what he said. He said, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end, for the grace that is brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ as obedient children, and not fastening yourselves according unto the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy. Notice what he said. For he which hath called you is holy. So be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because as it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. If you want to know where that's written, you can go back in the book of Leviticus, the 11th chapter, the 44th verse. You'll find that reading when Jesus, Moses began to give him the law there, back there, name, and he told him and said, for your heavenly Father is holy, therefore don't touch the unclean thing. You must be holy. How many knows today as I begin to read that, maybe the Lord begin to deal with me? And if you will, I'd like to preach on holiness a little bit. I'd like to preach on holiness just a little bit. What we consider holy. How about the denomination, if you will, just a little bit. If you're not real careful, we look around. Most of the holiness people we see today, they're looking for peace. They're looking for joy. They're looking for happiness. The song says there, when my burdens were rolled away, they begin to feel the peace. They begin to feel the joy. They begin to feel the love. But as we look around today, we don't find a whole lot of that. We're not finding a lot of that. We're not finding a lot of the peace that they once had. We're not finding a lot of the joy that they once had. We're not finding a lot of the spirit how they once two men of God, how women of God would get under the anointing of the Holy Ghost in such a manner, church. How do everybody could feel it? And we look around, and I believe I'm safe in saying that everybody's looking for that. So what has happened to us? What has happened to us? I begin to think about a scripture. Peter said, it goes on over in the third chapter. As I was standing up here a while ago, the Holy Ghost began to roll this scripture before my mind. I said, in like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. And then in parentheses we find this writing. Not the putting of the way of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God I'm afraid today, if we're not real careful, church, if we're not real careful, how we as holiness people, how we preach what it takes to be holy, how we preach about the putting away of sin, how we put the world, how maybe by setting ourselves apart from the world, how, but I'm here to tell you how you can do that all day long, how that's the putting away of the filth of the flesh, how, but I'm here to tell you how you have to make another step, how to get a clear conscience, how, but toward God. I believe today, if we're not real careful, how many of us have stepped out away from sin. We no longer want sin no more. How we no longer desire sin no more. How, but I'm here to tell you, I will have to get with God. I will have to walk with God. I put on the mind of God today, or we'll never be holy. What did he say? He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. I feel like today there is a call to holiness. Not the putting away of the filth of flesh. Don't get me wrong. Most of you know how I believe, how you understand that I believe. How to be holy, you got to look holy. How to be holy, you got to talk holy. How to be holy, you got to act holy. But I'm here to tell you that's the filth of the flesh. I want you to get rid of that. I'm here to tell you, you need to take a step forward. I put on the mind of God. For he said he is holy. Therefore be ye holy. It's more. And putting away the filth of the flesh. That's just one step. I feel like if we're not careful, a lot of us is right in the middle there somewhere. They used to sing a song, I'm somewhere between a solid rock and shifting sand. If we're not real careful, how most of us has put away the filth of the flesh. How most of us has got out of the sinking sand. How that was dragging us down. How starving us of our whole life. But if we're not real careful, how we've not put on the mind of God. How we've not come into his holiness. How we've not walked the way that he wants us to walk. We're looking for peace today. How many knows the only true peace you're going to find, the only true joy you're going to find, is being in the center of God's will. Not being putting away the filth of the flesh. You could come in here tonight, pattern one of our good saints, my mother-in-law, Sister Sue, Sister Barbara. A few of them been going to church a long time. Some of you young girls, not been going very long. Sister Brooke, it'll do you no good if you were to go around, look at Madeline, look at Sue or Barbara, say that's how they dress, and you put on their dress, mock them to a T. It would do no way if you listen to their talk and say, oh, they don't say that word. I'm not going to say that word no more. They don't do this. I'm not going to do that. How many knows if we're not real careful, that's what we have become today, how we have got into such a tradition, how that we're doing things, and don't get me wrong, I don't go off and say, Chris, well, I said you don't have to do that because I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is sometimes, once you put away the filth of the flesh, you need to make that next step and put on the mind of God. He said, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be you holy in all, is that not entirely? All manner of conversation. Now, most of us would read that today. You look conversation up in the dictionary we got today. It's going to tell you talk. That conversation don't mean a talk. That conversation means a walk, not a talk. That's a walk. I can read you all in the Bible where he talks about your conversation being holy. That's talking about your life, your walk with God, your entire life in itself. He said that your entire, all manner of conversation, be holy. How many knows today, church? How we got to put God on outside of these church doors. How we got to put God on when we're by ourselves and no one's watching. How we got to put God on today when no one else is around. Only God is looking at us. Only then. How can we have true holiness? He said, but it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, past the time of our sojourning here in fear. I'm here to tell you, sure, you can crawl down this altar and you can call that on God. God hears sinners' repentance. That's a lot of the only language that God's going to hear from a sinner is the language of repentance. When you begin to say that, you can do that. How about I'm here to tell you, once you put out the filth of the flesh, a lot of people will put out the filth of the flesh, and then they'll go around and say, well, I'm going to begin to do this, and I'm going to begin to do that. I'm just going to come to church, and I'm going to put my time in. I put out the filth of the flesh, and they look around. I was there doing this, and I'm not doing that. I praise God, I'm right where I need to be. I'm walking in light, but then they go, oh, they're sitting in darkness by themselves. How'd they feel that fear begin? How'd it grip their heart today? How'd that loneliness is there? How they can't understand, Lord, why do I feel this way? Lord, have mercy, I'm preaching to somebody. Why do I feel this way? They begin to do inventory. I'm living as good as anybody I know of. I'm not going there. I'm not doing that. I'm not wearing that. I'm not saying that. I don't have those addictions. I'm living as good as anybody. Why am I not doing here? How many knows today, church? I'm more than putting away the filth of the flesh. It's being holy as He is holy. I'm getting the mind of God today. Obtaining the mind of Christ in our life. Lord, have mercy. He said in 1 Thessalonians, if you will, turn with me there. 4th chapter. Woo! 4th chapter, 1st verse said, furthermore, then we beseech ye, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk, and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. All today, church, if we're not careful, we've received of God. We've understood of God, but are we abounding more and more? Why? He said, for ye know what the commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification. Even your sanctification. He said, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified, for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto... What's He called us to? Not unto uncleanness. He called us out of uncleanness and into holiness today. Church, how many knows today? God has got wonderful things for us. God has got great things for us. But only in holiness. It'll take more. What is holiness? What is being holy? A lot of us saying it's being like God. It ain't. It's being in God. For God is holy. He is holy. He's the greatest thing. The greatest thing He could ever show us. Shannon's Himself today. What is He showing us when He's showing us? What's the mind of Christ today? What was the mind of Christ? To serve the Father. When Jesus walked this earth, He gave us a perfect example of being holy. What was it? He had on the mind of God the entire time. The entire time, the prophets that we read about that had the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, the Bible said, inside of them, which is the same Spirit today, that church that'll baptize you in an unknown tongue, and only that Spirit can speak today. The same one that prophesied for those men of old is the same one, church, that is the Spirit of God. Amen. Too many people, too many religions. It used to not be that way in holiness. It used to be in holiness. We were called unto holiness. If we're not real careful anymore, we're called out of sin, not into holiness. Holiness is a manifestation of God Himself. Amen. Amen. When Paul, I believe it was, went down to Rome, he said, we came not to you with the excellency of speech. Why did he not do that? Because they were a brilliant people. When it come mathematically, they were probably the smartest on the face of the earth. He didn't go to them to try to prove how ignorant they was, praise God. But he went in the manifestation of the Spirit. How many knows today, sir, how the Spirit of God can reach down? I reveal your heart today. I reveal your mind today. I lead you in paths that you know nothing about. Why are so many people getting in trouble? So many people making bad decisions. They have not put on holiness. They have been called. If I were to stand before you tonight, look at any given one. Sean's back there. If I were to look at Sean and I said, Sean, come here. If you will, Sean, step up. Walk about halfway up the aisle and stop. I just called Sean from the back of the church house to the front. Stop right there. I want you to represent the back of the church. Church as being sin, as being filthiness. I just stood and asked Sean how to come out of filthiness. And unto me, how that's like God calling us out of sin and unto holiness. How you see, Brother Sean has walked out of the sin. But Sean ain't made it to me yet. Sean has not come up before me. Sean has not become one with me. Sean's been called to holiness. Church, come on up here, Brother Sean. But when Sean walks on up, church, he can go arm in arm with me. We can begin to walk together. We can begin to commune together. We can feel the Spirit of God. How many knows that's how it is? Many of us, we've come out of the filthiness of sin. Thank you, Sean. We've come out of sin, but we've not come to holiness yet. We have not become arm in arm, Brother Michael, with God. We've not put on the mind of God. When we get up, our thoughts are not, Lord, what can I do for you today? Most time, it's what can I do for me? When we lay down, when we plan to do something, most of the time, we plan to do it for us. We plan to do it for us. What do we take and sit down and plan to do for God? They got me a new little reading tool for Christmas. I got me a little app for it called a calendar. Of course, the first thing I bought was a Bible and put on it. It's an e-reader. Second thing I bought was a concordance and put on it. It already came with one dictionary, and I got my old trustworthy 1828 and put on there. And then I put me a calendar on there. And I'm very slowly going through that calendar. What's going to happen this year? One thing I know for certain, and I'm still living in the world, still going. On April, I believe it was, I put it in today. Middle of April somewhere is Easter. I put in a sunrise service. 6 o'clock a.m. that morning. You know why? Because I know how many today, church. We need to plan our life that way. We need to get us a calendar, if you will. I look at it and say, Wednesday night, I blew it cold in this church. I'm going to write that in because I have the mind of God. I have the desire of God. I want the will of God because I want to find peace. You've been called to holiness tonight. How many knows that when that man came up there, I don't know if he's young or not, when he came up there and the king looked at him and said, you have not on a wedding garment. How many knows the Bible told us we are to have a wedding garment on? Bible said he's coming after church and he made themselves ready. Not having spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. How many knows it takes more than a putting away of the filth of the flesh. It takes getting that clear conscience. You think about that. A clear conscience before God. Can you look up tonight? Most of us can look up tonight. I've heard us say, look up tonight and we say, Lord, I need to do better than this. I need to do better than that.
Lord, I see where I can move up here. Is that a clear conscience? Is that a clear conscience, church? Is that a clear conscience before God? Are we called to holiness? Have we ever obtained that? Have we ever acquired that? Have we ever become one with Christ today? I walk in arm with Him. How when He speaks, we hear. How when He breathes, when His heart beats. How many knows you can get so close to God? How that if you're laying real close, maybe even upon His breast, church. How when His heart begins to race a little bit. How because He wants something done. How many knows today? How if your ear is laying, I praise God on the breast of God. How you're going to know how when His heart raised it and He wants something done. But many of us, we've come out of the filth of the flesh, but have we came unto holiness yet? He said, for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us His Holy Spirit. Ain't it amazing? This next verse says, but as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. You realize when Peter was talking over there in the first chapter, you go on and read that. He mentions holiness almost every time you read holiness in the Bible. It is always accompanied with brotherly love. Charity. Charity. Little girl, young lady stayed, been coming over to the house. Katie been staying with Bethany some. She came out this evening, came to church with us, got her a new little Kindle for Christmas, and she said, look, Chris, what I got. I got me a Bible that reads to you. Clicked it on. Chapter came up, 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Our beloved pastor used to say 13 verses. 13th chapter with 13 verses. I can just see him raising his little finger saying that. Me as a young boy, read it often. Read it often. Read it often. What came up on her Bible, I thought, Lord, what a wonderful chapter for a young lady to be a reading. What a wonderful chapter for a young lady to be a reading. Maybe, come here, Brother Mason. Turn around and look at that wall right there. We have been called to holiness. Follow peace with all men. Follow peace. Brotherly love. Brotherly kindness with all men. That's one thing He wants us to follow. What's the next thing He wants us to follow? And holiness. There's a comma there. Two things. He called us out of uncleanness, but how many knows He called us into holiness? He called us into holiness. Oh, we've had a call to holiness tonight, church. A walking with Him, a call to God, a call to be in His bosom tonight, in His care tonight, in His presence tonight, in His protection tonight, in His guidance tonight. Our church, being with God is the only place to be. Why are we in trouble? Because I'm afraid many of us are not there. Sure, we're out of uncleanness, but we've not got that clear conscience. We've not got that clear conscience before God, and God help us. We don't have that clear conscience like we need it. We don't have a clear conscience to say, God, I know I'm doing all that I can for You. He said, if you were to read in Peter, he said, but you're our chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness. Out of darkness. Into His marvelous light. How many knows, I believe there's a medium there somewhere. And if we're not careful, that's where we're at. We're not in darkness, but we're in His marvelous light. We have the peace. As she was singing that song, I began to think about it. Brother Mason sung that song talking about something about the kin, and he raised up his hands toward heaven, let God have His way, and praise the Lord, He saved me what? In that good old wholeness way. How much do we see of that anymore? How much we see that? We're looking at 2012. Lord's willing, Saturday night, Brother Randy Christman will be here. He'll preach our watch night service, and if the Lord willing, we'll either shout it in according to God, or we'll pray it in, one or the other. But Lord's willing, I plan on being here Saturday night. I'll do one or the other when the clock strikes 11:59. If I'm able and in sound mind, Brother Jimmy, right here is where I plan on being. But I'm here to tell you, church, how the world is getting wickeder and wickeder, how men are getting worse and worse. And if we're not real careful, we've been called out of uncleanness. But if we've been called into holiness, he said, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. I feel like God is calling us. Not only Blue Lick Holiness Church. We look around. Maybe I've heard the Spirit begin to warn a little bit. Maybe I've heard them say prophets has been warning at other churches, and maybe a few around here, how a famine was coming. A famine for the Word of God. A famine for the Spirit of God. A famine for the things of God. Does that worry me? Of course it does. But at the same time, this one thing I know. The Bible teaches me that he'll never run out. He's got a storehouse full of blessings. It'll never run out. His protection will always be there. If I'm where I need to be. Sure, the world may be bad around me. But church, I am a believing tonight. I know tonight, church, that if I will go unto holiness tonight, I've been called unto holiness. If I'll walk in holiness tonight, and I'll walk hand in hand with him, Brother Ben, I know evil thing that is formed against me, it's going to prosper. No matter what happens, church, he will take care of me. If we're in holiness tonight, not in a form of godliness. The Bible said, knowing this, in the last days, perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of themselves, more than lovers of God. We've been called to holiness tonight. Not called out of sin, but unto holiness. How many knows to get to holiness, you got to get out of sin? I feel like a lot of us are. But I feel like a lot of us is just standing there, if you will, just kind of kick back in neutral. As they were singing that song a while ago, I never shall forget the day when all the burdens of my soul were rolled away. If we're not real careful, Jimmy, we'll get in it long enough. I want you to understand one thing tonight. How do you remember one Sunday morning out here? How you being on an altar right there? Have you ever remember that feeling? How you felt when the power of God got in your hand? How you was running around this altar? How it had you feeling so good you didn't know what to do? I'm here to tell you, we're getting in out of the holiness of God today. At church, if we're not real careful, we're not desiring that like we need to. I can remember a time, maybe my wife kind of asked me this week a question. Yesterday, I believe it was. She said, Shannon, she said, you remember that Sunday morning out there when you got in the floor? I said, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. If we're not real careful, we become comfortable. And yeah, I remember a night, Sister Christy, when I was almost right where Jimmy was at. I raised my hands up to heaven. I said, God, if you'll baptize me in the Holy Ghost, I'll do whatever you want me to do. And Jimmy, the Spirit of God came down on me as real as this church that I'm walking in, the air that I'm breathing right now. How the Spirit of God came down on me. I'd put off all the filth that I could put off. But Naaman, maybe there was that one little last thing I had. I had just this little root of bitterness in there, and I was praying and I was saying, God, please help me get that out of there. Please help me get that out of there. And when I got right there, the Holy Ghost came in, and I'm here to tell you how that root of bitterness was no longer. I found in this old boy, it went out. Somebody that I thought that I could never look at them like I needed to with godly love. For the next 8 months, they was the first person that I prayed for every time my knees hit the floor and I felt godly sorrow for them. You know why? I'd been called to holiness. I'd been called to holiness. I could put off all the filth I could put off. But when I got close enough to God, Shannon, God came in. God came in. Things that used to bother me didn't need to bother me. You'd say, how do you know we're not in holiness? My phone rings too much for us to be called into holiness. Amen. Amen. My phone rings too much for me to be called into holiness. I hear too much for us to be called into holiness. How many knows that we're in holiness today? We got brotherly love. Brother Tim, we don't want to see nobody. Maybe I believe it is Brother Junior used to have the saying, how you wouldn't want to see a dog go to hell. He said he wouldn't want to see a dog. I ride down to an old mangy animal. I wouldn't want to see it go to hell. Church, I'm here to tell you we get on holiness like we need to today. I will have brotherly love, not just for one, but for all. Different than me. Praise God. You don't believe something I believe and I know is right in the Bible. Praise God. That just gave me a challenge. That just gave me a challenge to pray for you. That just gave me a burden that I need to be calling out to God for your soul today. Because church 2012, I just remember that. I can remember a time sitting back, Brother Warren, probably everybody in the house, sitting back wondering if when the clock clicked over to 12 a.m. the year 2000. Does anybody remember that? How we were sitting back, oh, what if we lose all of our electricity? We don't know. The computers have not been, they've not been made to go that far. We never took that into consideration. What's going to happen the entire world? Oh, sure. Everybody had partied. A bunch of people had been around. I partied. How many knows that night they wouldn't know partying spirit around? You know why? Because just out on the other side, lay something we didn't know anything about. And we were scared. But I'm here to tell you, Jerry, 12 years later, if you're not real careful, we walked out of filth and we walk out of uncleanness, but if we walk into holiness like we need to, are we as scared today as we used to? Do we fear? How many is expecting God to come back in 2012? You better be. Nowhere in the Bible where it says, don't worry about when he's coming. Jesus told them, 2,080 years ago, according to history. Or no, 1,980 years ago. He said, watch. Watch! Watch ye therefore and be ready. For ye know not the hour that the Son of Man cometh. How many's watching? How many's in holiness today? You say, Chris, you said if we get into holiness, that we're going to find peace. We're going to find joy. How will holiness do that? I'm glad you asked that question. That's the same one I asked God. It's the very same one I asked God today. I said, God, if I become with you and I get your mind, I get your heart, I get your desires, I get your will, and I get your life, how am I going to know peace? How am I going to know joy? You know what scripture the Holy Ghost gave me? As I get ready to sing a song, you got anything, Brother Ray? As I get ready to sing a song, I'm going to let you pray. I don't want to hold you much longer. The Spirit came back to me just as quick and said, I have not seen, heareth not heard, nor hath entered into the heart of man the things that God has in store for them that love him. How many knows tonight, Brother Albert, we get the mind of God tonight. We can realize what God wants to do in our life. We can see what God wants to do in our life. We can understand, Brother Tim, that nothing's going to happen to us. God's going to take care of us. Things look dismal. You look at this and you look at that. Not a lot of people think this is going to happen. Not a lot of good things are going to happen. They are for me. Church, did you hear me? I said they are for me. How there's a wonderful thing going to happen for me. How one day the Bible said how he's going to descend up from heaven. How with a shout. How church, and he's going to stand up there. How he's going to call for me. I'm going to be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And I'm going to be forever. I called up to be the Lord. I'm in the clouds forever, church. And there's something good going to happen to me. Paul said, if I had hope in this life of Christ, I am of all men most miserable. My hope is over there. You know what Paul just said, Peter just said, I read to you. He said, hope to the end. Hope to the end. You know what I'm going to hope for? I'm going to hope until the end because my hope is in Christ. We've got one baptism, one spirit, one hope. How many knows that hope tonight? Our hope is in Jesus Christ. That's all the hope we had. I came by. I love reading those church signs. I came by. I don't know where I read it the other day, but I read a church sign that said, had this saying, Naaman. Said 2012, many questions, one answer, Jesus Christ. 2012, many questions, one answer. What do you got tonight? I've got one answer for you. Jesus Christ and his holiness. Put on the mind of him tonight. Come to this altar. Cry out to God. I don't care if you've been going to church for 35 years. If you don't got the peace and joy you once had in your soul, how many knows that holiness is peace? The Bible said it was joy unspeakable and full of glory. How many knows today if we're not real careful? Our church, we've left that unclean. But we're not walking in the holiness like we need to. We don't have that joy like we need to. I want back my joy. I'm Misty here. When she came out here, I remember, I believe almost the night, I believe she was sitting right there. The night she got up and she said God gave her a song and she began to sing a song. The devil ain't a getting my joy. The devil ain't a getting my joy. How many knows today all we got to do? I can't take away your joy. At church, if you're walking in holiness tonight, because you've been called. There. Say, I don't know. Everybody on the sound of my voice tonight has been called. You've been called unto holiness. You've been called unto holiness. You're going to accept that call? You're going to go there tonight? I believe many of you put off the filth of the flesh. But how many of us has got a clear conscience before God? Search your soul. Don't look around. Search your soul. Search your mind. Lord, do I see anything that stands between me and you? Do I see anything that stands between me and you? Let's get on our knees tonight, church. Get that clear conscience as they get a song. As they get a song, come and pray. You ain't got no Brother Gray. Come and pray.